Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. We are here once again live at Speech Radio. We've had a change in time, so I know it's a little tricky for some of you to jump in, but today we have an open mic session today, so we can talk about anything you want to talk about. But we're gonna let the show start off with an open mic. Should Trump step down? You know, which is very interesting. You know, let me make sure that everything is going to where it's supposed to go here. Okay. Yeah. So it's a very interesting topic, but we're going to today. We're gonna be talking about I'll be talking about Trump and a couple other things dealing with politics, but it's basically an open mic, so you can just jump in at any time, anything you want to say or anything you want to talk about. You can talk about anything you want, and I switched the time around because I got a few other things going on. So instead of going from 8 to 9, I'm going from 7 to 8, and those of you are checking in now, I appreciate it. naturally, we always start off with our number one subject because it's so important. So I'll start off with celebrity. I'm not doing the whole show on love, but I just want to remind you that this emotional, crazy stuff that they be talking about when you're dealing with love, that's not it, okay? You don't be stalking people and chasing people that don't want you. You know what I mean? That's not love. If they don't want you, if love is an act to make them feel good, if they don't want you, you being with them is not going to make them feel good. So you're defeating the whole purpose. And one thing I do want to remind you that the heart does have a neural net in it. It communicates with the brain, which communicates with the mind, okay? And the heart literally, the way I'm saying, literally remembers the pain that you give it. Okay? So when somebody throws some pain on you, the heart don't forget. It remembers. And what it does, it gives off a hormone that reminds them of that pain. You know, it's kind of interesting. These are some of the things that people don't talk about because we don't know about it, because they don't want you to know about it. They want you to keep you on this emotional roller coaster, you know. And the reason why you attach yourself to people is because of the way they treat you. If they treat you in a certain way, then the hormones that you give off when you're around them will always be good. But if they cause pain, when you be around them, the heart goes, "I'm going to be around this guy. I want to be around this person." I mean, so be mindful of how you treat people and what you do. Remember, love is the act to make others feel good. If it's not going to make the other person feel good, don't commit the act, because the heart is a tricky thing. The heart's memory is like an elephant's memory, boy. Do not forget, you know what I mean? You sting me, I'm going to remember that, boy. You know? So I just want to just remind you of that, and just to be cautious of how you treat people. And the reason why this don't come up a lot in the culture that we're in, because we're literally outside of our culture. That's another thing they don't talk about. When they talk about the African culture and all that, the stuff that they're giving you that they're calling culture is not culture. The way you're dancing and jumping and shouting, that's not culture. See what I'm saying? Those are things that happen as a result of culture, right? Culture is reap what you sow, right? That's your culture. And that's how we're supposed to be living. They don't want us to go back into our culture, because under our culture, when somebody shoot your kid, all right, you don't go after the somebody that shot your kid unless they don't have any children. But if they have children, you go after their children. That's reap what you sow. That's why they want us to remember how we do things. How we've done things back in the day, you know what I mean? It wasn't a matter of revenge, it's a matter of reap what you sow, you know? And so all this stuff that we've been through, slavery and all that, we was under our culture, trust me, they would be paying for their crimes. You follow what I'm saying? Because we would do what we have to do to put ourselves in the position to make them pay for their crimes. You follow what I'm saying? Now, you got people that came here that, you know, white folks that came here, they don't have a clue about the racism and all that stuff when they first came here because they weren't about that. You got to remember how they colonized this country. They opened up their jails. And they sent all the criminals over here, prostitutes, whores, anything that they didn't want in that society, they shipped them over here, okay? And when they got here, those people that came here weren't thinking about conquering the country and all that kind of stuff. All they wanted to do was survive and eat. And the indigenous people that were here were so nice to them. No way did they pay them back with evil. You know what I'm saying? It's when the aristocrats, like George Washington and his father, when they came here, that's when the evil began because they have a plan. Slavery was their plan. The most thing that you pay for when you're setting up your business is labor costs. And if you can get free labor, you're way ahead of the curve, you know? So that's what the businessmen were thinking about when they came here, free labor. And they didn't care whether white free labor, black free labor, brown free labor, yellow free labor. Remember, they took Chinese and worked them to death on the dog on train tracks. So it wasn't personal. I mean, we're taking it as a personal thing, you follow what I'm saying? Because we were so intelligent and such good workers that they loved getting their hands on us. That's why it was better to have a black slave than any other color, because we were pretty good, everything we did, you know? And don't get it twisted that they went over there and came back with the people with the brains that only could work at McDonald's and Geno's. Oh, no, they came back with scholars. They came back with horticulturalists. They came back with planners, builders. They knew what they needed. You know, they needed people to build a society for them because they couldn't do it the way we could do it, you know? And a testimony to that, of how good we were, was that building that they called the White House. It wasn't white at first until after the British burned it down when we lost the war. But testimony to our genius is the inventions and the stuff that we brought to this culture, this country, you know, which is our country. That's the whole thing. And God is so tricked up. We don't even realize that it's our country. It's not their country. Somebody stole your house and you still live in the house. One day you want to get your house back. But this is our house. We just came in, boom, kicked us to the side and just took over our house. That's what they did, you know. We were trying to make the house better for them. So because they came over here with the savage, that savage mindset that George Washington and them, his father, they had the savage mindset, not the regular people that came here, you know. So when you think in terms of white folks, you can't think in terms of all white folks as being savages because they weren't. The aristocrats, the queen, the king of England, the Rothschilds, we're talking about the, you know, who else? The heads of Germany and France and Belgium, all these guys that was running those countries, the Yiddish, you know, what they call themselves, Jews now, but the Yiddish coming from the Caucasus Mountains up in the Kingu line, all them are savages, you know what I mean? And a savage will work you for free. They will take advantage of you all day. You know, they got one thing on their mind. Their children are better than everybody else's children, and they want their children to rule. They think their children are born to rule, you know? And that's a savage mindset. When I hear people talking about, yeah, I'm a queen, I'm a king, you know, I'm saying I got to stay with that person, I got to stay with, you know, because when you deal with the political system that goes under the king and queen, well, what do you got? Okay, you got aristocracy, you got people who think they're supposed to, think they're better than you and they're supposed to rule over you. That's how it works, you know, and they even mention that in the Bible. It tells you, that they will take 10% of your earnings, have their children run against your chariots, and they will take their children, take your children and work for them and all that. It tells you right in the book, if you switch to the king and queen rather than to the God mode that we're supposed to be under, and God's responsibility is to take care of not only every man, woman, and child on the planet, but the entire universe. That's the God mode. And they got us into, switch us into the king and queen mode, and where people are ruling over other people, you know. That's not how it's supposed to work, you know. And I think that's the problem with what we're talking about now. That's the problem with Trump. Trump thinks he's supposed to be in charge. He thinks he's supposed to rule over other people. And when you get that kind of mind, that's the mindset of a savage, I'm telling you, because they don't care about nobody else except the people that are in their corner. And I think, I don't know if you've read the 48 Laws of Power, but if you read the 48 Laws of Power, first thing they tell you when you're accumulating power is if you don't have it, well, it's not the first thing, but one of the rules is if you don't have enemies, make some. It's easier to gather people around when they have an enemy to fight than when they don't have an enemy to fight. That's why the organization dealing with love don't grow as fast as the organization that's dealing with hate. Because if you think about it, you talk about racism, right? Now, every group has their racist elements to the group. I don't care. We deal with five groups. That's a corporation, Elohim, Power, Tribes, and Corp. So we deal with black, brown, red, yellow, white. Each one of those tribes have elements that are racist in that group. You know, I'm in some groups and they're talking about race first. Well, who's race first? You know, what race first? You know what I'm saying? That's a racist element that they're bringing in to counter racism, but they become racist themselves. And if you don't like racism, why would you become a racist? See what I'm saying? It don't make sense. How do you say oxymoron? It don't make sense, you know? So this is where we're at right now. So now we got this guy sitting at the helm. His name is Donald Trump. And it's an open mic. You can talk about whatever you want. Just hit one, and you can just say, I'll open your mic up. So we don't have to talk about Trump. I just threw that out there. You know, just to give you something to bounce off of. But we got this guy up there called Trump, okay? Well, if you push one on your mic, right, I'll open up your mic at any time. Okay, I've got a hand up right now. And trust me, when you hit that mic, I'm not going to let you wait 5 or 10 minutes to come in. I'm going to bring you in right away. So when you hit that mic, trust me, you're coming in right away, okay? We got the last 4 digits, 9971. Your hands up. Would you like to have a comment or a statement or something?
Yeah, I'm just listening in. You talking about Trump. Hey, listen. It's Razakon. All this is just for play. They got enough information and enough crimes to lock him up right away. There's no such thing as you have to wait for a president to get out of office. They made that up. They just make up stuff as they go. You know what I mean? Like Donald Trump is making up stuff now. He is showing people there ain't no such thing as law and order if they don't want it to be.
So it's their law and their order.
Say that again?
It's their law and their order.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, they make up the law to
on the radio.
To fill it with the order that they want to set up.
Yeah. Well, that's a good subject that you're on, you know what I mean, and let people understand what's real, you know what I mean? But now what's happening now, Democrats is playing games, as you know, because they revere the office. So they're trying not to damage the office. I mean, because why else do they not call him a liar to his face when all his people is watching? You know what I mean? His people don't watch MSNBC and Channel 6 and all that old kind of stuff. They watch Fox. And when Fox is viewing him in the Oval Office, or where they have that Sarah Huckabee lines, you know what I mean? They never even call her a liar. Anytime you promote, you know somebody's a liar, and you promote his, what he's saying, that makes you a liar too. But they don't never say it to her face. Pay attention to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they need to call her out on that stuff, you know. And that's my problem with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. They're not really calling them out like they should.
That's right. They sat right there and ate up all that stuff. And then when she come outside, MSNBC and all of them, you know, because Fox ain't going to play that part. Well, I didn't want to let the world know he don't know what he's talking about. The world already know he don't know what he's talking about. But then again, he's doing what he's supposed to do. Destroy the American infrastructure around the world, and that's what he's doing. They ain't got no more, you know, their allies don't trust them no more because they ain't no telling what they're doing. Anytime a president of the United States go in one-on-one with a Russian agent, you know what I'm saying? They shouldn't have never allowed him to do that, period. Security concerns. They could have took him in there and killed him or put a bug in his head or something. You know what I mean? I mean, all this is just nonsense, and they know it.
Right. Well, I think that if you think in terms of Trump being a Russian, all the moves he's making smart. By him being a United States citizen, the moves he's making stupid. They don't benefit the United States. They only benefit Russia.
That makes him a traitor.
Right. You know, all his moves benefit Russia. Him pulling out of Syria, him pulling out of Afghanistan, because it took them 4 years to kick Russia out of Afghanistan. You know?
And Korea. He suspended the joint maneuvers that they were supposed to have to appease Pong Chong or whatever his name is. I forgot his name right now. Huh?
Kim Jong-il.
You know what I'm saying? And then now they are openly saying, y'all must be crazy. Y'all think we're going to get rid of our nuclear weapons. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And when he backed out of the nuclear deal with Iran, that gave Russia carte blanche to move in there and give them whatever they need.
That's right.
Because Obama had Putin locked down. They had half a city.
Yes, he did. And that's what bothered Trump. Because ain't no black man, ain't no nigga supposed to tell no, you know, because black man ain't got no rights that a white man got to honor. You know what I mean? That's in their law.
And he hooked up. He got the Vietnamese on board. He had Cuba on board. He was blocking the Asian connection that Russia was trying to set up to China. Obama had him locked down. Here comes Trump.
Obama opened the doors. He opened the doors for Cuba. But I didn't think that was going to be a beneficial to Cuba because all they want to do is be able to get spies in there. You know what I'm saying?
That would slow Russia down. See what I'm saying?
Oh, ain't no question.
Yeah, so now Trump unblocked that. He unblocked the Vietnamese and all the things that the United States was doing to slow China's growth down in Africa. He unlocked that by calling them shithole countries. You know what I mean? that movie with Denzel Washington, The Manchurian Candidate. What's that Manchurian Candidate that that's what I think is going on with him. This guy is definitely a Russian agent. And they know it.
This government or the people are. But you notice how his people backed him. You know what I mean? They done what they done gather what $8 million or something like that in donations helping build his wall. You know what I mean? They took up a GoFundMe to help him build his wall. I think they got about $8 million in there. Something might be a whole lot more than that by now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But now when, you know, that's their people looking out for their people. But we got rich black folks like Dre. He took and gave $35 million to a rich white college when all the black colleges going out of business. You know what I mean?
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, and when they really started to get knowing him, he wound up giving a $10 million donation to black colleges. You know what I mean? I guess they're supposed to just split it up between them. But he gave $35 million to one white college that his white girlfriend's brother has something to do with, or something to that effect. Look it up. And tell folks to Google it.
Well, I think that if the athletes and the comedians and the actors and all, if they just came together and went just a little bit in the community, I think that that would make a big difference. But then
no question,
they don't give the money to the people, they don't do nothing with it. They get everybody they have a way of cutting the money off and taking the money from people, too, like Eon Concert, you know what I mean? They can just do whatever they feel like doing. So they have them scared about losing their position, their wealth, and their money, and a lot, like Oprah. It's a lot. Well, she always is doing something on the down. But there's a lot more than she could do, you know?
Well, they trying to put her out of business. If it don't be for that other guy that made all the movies and a hell of a producer, what he made, I can't even think of his name right now. He played,
The guy that played as a female?
Yeah, him. Yeah, he saved the network. Because they was trying to put her out of business.
Right.
She got
more money than God right now. They're trying to do something, but they have these guys running scared right now, you know, because they don't want to lose them 15, 20 million houses. And you got a lot of billionaires that just actually went broke trying to do something against this, trying to do something to change what's going on. The best way to change this thing is to get people in office. And I think we have to start getting our children ready.
If you get them in office, what they gonna do? If they do anything good, they kill them. You know what I mean? And our people ain't standing up like that. You know what I mean? I'm saying they just ain't. When that guy was down in Las Vegas and wouldn't pay for the grass, you know, they charged him with feeding his cows on government property, and he wouldn't pay the fine. When they came out there, the rest of them, you seen white folks all around that place with rifles pointing them down at the marshals. You know what I'm saying? Even just pointing them at the marshals is a federal offense. You know what I'm saying? But not a single one of them white folks got locked up. But that's how they come out. They come out to win or die.
Yeah, we have to think about a bigger picture. We can go into a city or county and take the county over, like they did in Utah. We can put our own sheriffs in there, our own police department, our own mayor.
You can, like Black Wall Street, and be able to defend it when they come to tear it up, take it from
you. Yeah, right. You can't depend on them to secure your stuff. You got to do
that. That's what I'm saying.
You gotta set up your own independent security, like the corporations do. They don't depend on the city to protect the corporation. They call the city after they went to court to decide to do what they don't, you know. That's where we need to go, you know.
When we get that mentality, then we're gonna win. Yeah, but until we get that mentality,
Well, we're here talking, so. You know, if we're talking about it, there's more than just us talking about it. There's a lot of us, but we haven't been able to network together. We haven't been able to get together because of the money. There's not enough resources around the people that think like we do to actually put something in motion. And that's something that we have to work on. We have to work on getting the money. Instead of being a thousandaires, we have to become millionaires. And we have to figure out how to do that. And once we become millionaires with the thought process that we have, then things will be able to change. And I'm not a racist. I'm not into racism, whether it's black racism, white racism, greedism, whatever. I'm not into racism because to become like that, what you're going up against, don't make you any better than them. But you have to be hard enough to actually overcome what they're bringing at you. And they bring in everything but the kitchen sink, the black community, you know? and we need to step up. Remember when what's his name? God was running for president under the Rainbow Coalition, and the Nation of Islam stepped in to put security on him, you know? So we have to have some type of situation where we can secure ourselves without
Jesse Jackson, but soon as they start complaining about the Jews start complaining about him using the Nation of Islam, he started trashing them.
Yeah, he had to step away from it because he's trying to get everybody's votes. You know what I mean? And they were there to save his life. So the same thing happened to him, happened to Martin Luther King, you know? So they found some little thing to pull him off the trail dealing with the Jews, you know? And that's another thing that I was going to talk about today on the show is how Russia is, since Trump's been pulled out over there, Russia is trying to manipulate the country to have a bad mindset or go against the Jews, and they're pushing this thing that the Jews have done where you have to swear an oath to them in order to work in a city position. And 27 states have enacted that. Did you hear about that?
They passed a law saying that you can't protest Israel, which is illegal. They cannot make no law that annihilated the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, because that's what that does. They can't take away your free speech because they don't want you talking about Israel. But ain't nobody fighting.
Well, see, the only one pushing that issue is actually Russia. Now, it's starting to catch on, right? Because now if they can get the American popular opinion to go against Israel, that will give them an upper hand when they take the Golden Heights, because they're going to take the Golden Heights sooner or later. But they have to wait for the right political atmosphere to do that so that they don't cause a Third World War. You know what I mean? Because that's the flashpoint for the Third World War, you know? And because the United States have been trying to push Israel.
But you were saying that... Go ahead. No, you were saying something about it was Putin that is trying to pump up Israel. It was the senator from New York that put that bill in. Schumer.
No, it's in 27 different states got it. But the one that's talking about it, that pushing the issue, the agenda, so people can talk about it, is Putin. Because he's trying to...
All right, but I'm saying, you mean 27... What I had to check that again, because to my understanding, the Senate passed it, now it's got to go to the House so they can put their version in it. And it ain't law yet.
But that's the states. See, the states, and the state and the federal government, they're two separate...
Oh, okay. You say the states is doing pushing that. Well, I have to look that up. All right.
Yeah, they got 27 different states, including Pennsylvania and New York. Pennsylvania got the signed it too. But they're doing it on the down low. Nobody knows what the heck is going on. Just like Trump, he signed the prison reform bill, but nobody knows what's in it. Do you know what's in the prison reform bill that Trump just signed?
No.
Okay, see, that's what I'm saying. They keep coming down. Like, you know, we don't know what kind of reform they're doing. Since they're trying to privatize the prison, and Trump's about that money, he probably...
And that's what they're going to do, privatize the prison, and let his crew... Well, they already got a lot of prisons. They suing the government because they ain't full. That was part of the agreement. The government's supposed to keep the prison full for them.
Right. Well, eliminating, making marijuana lawful, that's not going to help them keep the prison full, because they was using that as an excuse to lock people up, lock black folk up, for something that actually is not illegal, because as long as they call it marijuana, they can lock them up. But when they call it cannabis, they can't lock them. They can't lock you up for cannabis, because that's not illegal. And so they do a little thing with words to throw people off, man. You know, well, you're dealing with the court system, so you know how they do. One wrong word out of context can throw the whole case off, you know. And this is some of the stuff that they be doing. Well, we're at the point of a commercial, so I'm going to have to take a little break here. And I'm going to run a commercial. So just then, I'm going to leave your mic open. So after I do the commercial, if you want to jump back in, you can. I have some questions that I want to ask. come to the commercial that you might can give us a hand with, you know? Because I know you're dealing with the legal profession and all that, you know? Right now, this is Elohim Speaks. We're here every Sunday. I want to thank those who are calling in for calling in. I appreciate you calling in. We're here every Sunday. And it was a change in time, so we're here every Sunday. It started from 8 to 9. We're here from 7 to 8. And all those who are calling in, I appreciate you calling in. The call-in number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to talk. We'll give a shout-out. We'll let you know, okay? Now, we did not mention your name unless you want us to. We only use the last four digits of your phone number. If you have a company or a group and you want to give a shout-out or please feel free to do so. You can mention group, anything that you have coming up, any advertising that you're doing. In fact, I just remembered that the brother on the line has a show coming up, so we'll give him a chance to talk about that in a few minutes. And he's also with the Move organization. We'll give him a chance to talk about the Move organization here. So maybe some things that you might not know, because, you know, they're not putting that in the mainstream media. Okay. Now, we have released a gospel CD, 911 Jesus Emergency, is called Jesus is Coming, and the link is CD Baby-CD / Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2. So check it out. We're also on YouTube. Just go in Elohim Christ 10 tracks or Elohim Christ and type in Jesus is Coming, and my CD will come up and you'll be able to listen to it. And give me a shout out and tell me what you think, okay? And we asked ourselves, when is Jesus coming back? How is he coming back? Well, if he comes back, he's going to come back the same way he did, when he came the first time. He's going to come through the goddess's womb. So if you're going to, so we need those babies. So those babies, we need those children. So sisters, if you're dumping them children, we need them children. So be mindful of what you're doing, because the child you dump might be the one to get us out of this mess. You never know, okay? So love your babies, because they're going to love you when they come in, okay? And don't forget my book, Toronto Scriptures Part 2, Christ Has Come. That's on, that's out there too. That's not on Amazon anymore. I pulled that. I'm selling mostly from my own outlets. And if you want more information about the book, just call TCCA, the Toronto Church of Christ and Allah, at 215-977-0777 from 9 to 5. We also now, I'm also now in the business of buying and selling gold. I did it. I'm flipping from the fiat currency. I'm divesting, okay? Because we all know, those who study the fiat currency know what it's about, know that it's better to own a precious metal as a savings, or if you're just going to sell it by itself. And there's a whole organization that goes with this gold situation. Once again, if you want information about the gold, you can call me at 215-977-0777. I would like to give a shout-out to Horace Butler for his book, history book, When Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces. Legacy of a Nation show hosted by Brother Mac and son comes on every Saturday between 6 p.m. Eastern. At 6 p.m. Eastern, not between. They come on at 6 p.m. Eastern, and they talk about they talk about black history, health, economics, politics. The call-in number is 319-527-6133. I want to give Brother a shout-out for the work that he's doing. I missed the show yesterday. I fell asleep. Got to get better at that. I'd like to give a shout-out to Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. The call-in number is 347-215-8040. You can also go to our website, NikkiLaRunam.com. We also have a UNIAACLS at 16th Memorial Avenue, Philadelphia, 3 p.m. Sunday is when they come on. You can call Brother Kabir at 267-513-8789. This is Marcus Garvey Organization, the largest organization. He had the largest organization in the history of the country, period. And so for those of you who don't know about Marcus Garvey, you can go ahead and check him out. And you can Google him up. find some information, but you want to get the real information, it's best to go on down there, okay? And I'd like to give a shout out to Thomas Thornton, right under the name of yesterday's child. He has an old school style out of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market. Just Google C Baby and type in yesterday's child. And you can, or you can call Thomas Thornton for more information at 267-259-4077. I'd also like to give a shout out to the Heaven Bound Gospel Singers, who have just released their new CD called Reflections. For more information on the album and how to book the group, call Patrick at 215-474-1419. I've seen these guys throw down, and what an act, you know. So treat yourself. Go check them out, okay? I'd also like to give a shout out to our resident naturopathic healers. You know, most shows don't talk about these naturopathic healers, but I'm making my point to give them a couple of seconds here every time we do a commercial, because I think we need to register more or to spend more time with our naturopathic doctors. And we got Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355, and Dr. Bill, his number is 631-516-3864. Okay, so if you're sick and you're not calling one of these specialists, you deserve what you have. Nah, I'm just kidding. Nobody don't deserve to be sick. So give them a call. Don't worry. You call them, you will be healthy, okay? Now, we always talk about how we're going to help people, how we're going to do things for people when we get into a position to do something. We're talking the talk, we're walking the walk. So we're giving some people some time. We don't charge not a dime for these commercials. You know, we just want to give a hand. We just want to give a hand, help a hand on what's going on. Okay, I see we have 91927 on the line. Let me open up his mic. He can tell you a little bit more about what goes on Saturday out there with his show. 1929, you're on the air. Would you like to give us a shout out about your show? If you have a comment on should Trump step down or anything that you want to talk about today, that you can. You there?
Oh, good afternoon. Yes, Brother Elohim, this is Brother Max. 267-351-1927. Yes. I didn't realize you were talking about the legacy of a nation until you got to those last four numbers. I said, "Hey, I recognize those last four numbers." That's me. But. Thank you, Brother Elohim. And I'll just say thank you. But as you mentioned, Legacy of a Nation comes on every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. and we cover four main topics over the course of the month, one each week. And the four main topics are health, one, history, two, politics, three, and economics, four. And we cover those four topics over the course of the month. And the reason for those four topics is that we, in recognizing that we are a nation unto ourselves, a nation of people 50 million strong, we need our nation needs to know how to gain the health of its citizens, and how to gain it and how to maintain the health of its citizens. A nation needs to know. A nation needs to know its history. The people need to know where they came from and how they got to be where they are. A nation needs to know the political system under which it's governed. It needs to know the laws and governing bodies that govern the nation. And and under economics, it needs to know how to feed and clothe and maintain the welfare of the 50 million of us who are descendants of slaves. But thank you, Brother Elohim.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, do you have a comment or something you want to say about should Trump step down, or what are your thoughts on that?
Well, actually, yes. I would ask mine in the form of a question. You know, why should he step down when he is accomplishing what he intended to do. In my opinion, he's doing what he set out to do, whether it's stated or unstated. And I have to do a comparative between our past president Barack Obama and our current president Donald Trump. You know, millions of people could not believe in the first place that that Barack Obama was elected president, and they could not believe that he served as president, and they could not believe that he was reelected. I think millions of them are waiting to wake up out of a coma they think that they must be in, and find out that the election hasn't really happened yet. I find what looks kind of like a parallel when we are railing against President Trump because he is attempting to undo and to make smaller the accomplishments of Barack Obama. Each of them had a great following, and each of them each of them has a following that can't believe what the other has done, and it seems to me that we are as against Trump as they were against Obama. I wonder what you or anybody has to say along those lines. Yeah. But no, I don't think that he should resign. I would be pleased if he did something that no other president has done so far, and that would be introduce and carry through legislation that would give us descendants of slaves the reparations that we have been asking for 200 years. And
so you honestly expect a member of the KKK to give you some help? I mean, think about what I'm saying.
Well, here's the thing.
He's the KKK, and you expect him to give the black community some actual help. I'm just saying, it's a thought process that you're throwing out there.
Even though I don't expect him to do it, I can't help but wonder, what is he going to do next?
If you think in terms, I've been figuring out his moves for the last 3 months. If you think in terms of him being a Russian agent, okay, if you think about what does Russia need, and everything that Russia needs, he's giving it to them on a silver platter, okay? Because under Obama, like I was talking to the brother that was on a few minutes ago, under Obama, they had Russia contained. And China slowed down in Africa with their growth. But under Trump, he unlocked Russia, he unlocked China, and he unlocked North Korea so that they can continue to grow at a faster rate. That don't help the United States. That only helps Russia. Because if you remember, the Allies had half of Syria contained and locked down. Assad couldn't go and handle his own country. Now he got the whole country back on except for the Golan Heights. And he's politically maneuvering to figure out how to get that without triggering a World War going up against Israel. You know what I'm saying? So we had him blocked because he had the Asian, because you know they got the Asian network too. So he had him blocked in Vietnam. He had him blocked in Cuba, which was slowing their growth down. But Trump undid what he did in Cuba. Undid what he did in Vietnamese and Taiwan and all of the Asian countries that was leaning towards towards China and Russia. Obama was pulling them in our direction so that we could have more of an economic impact in the Asian nations. But Trump undid all that, which was great for Russia. So now, now that China has become the world's number one economy, all right, and Putin is hitting at number two or three down there someplace. So now you can figure out the next move. Their next move, right, is to undo the loyalty that the American people have with Israel so they can take the Golden Heights. And that's what Russia's doing right now. And so far, the enmity between Israel and the Islamic community, he enhanced that when he moved the embassy. Every move he's making is to advance to advance Russia. It has nothing to do with the United States. See what I'm saying? He's disassociated ourselves with the allies. We have enmity with the allies now, you know. So he's breaking up the alliance. You know what I mean? He came out of NATO, right? Once he came out of NATO, right, all the rules that the United States had to follow, including blocking Russia, the United States is no longer involved in that no more. Now he's trying to lift the sanctions and embargoes that the United States have on Russia. Now that would be the next move, but since the new Congress is coming in, the new Senate, he's not going to be able to do that. But he was trying to do that. Everything he's doing is to benefit Russia. Now, here's my question to you. Name me one thing that he did that benefited the United States.
Well, he talked loudly, and
lies don't help nothing. Remember this henchman, what's her name? Huckabee. That woman, I got to give her props. That's the lionest woman on the planet. She's good at it. If I wanted somebody with me, I would sure go get her, bro. That woman can lie like a mug, bro. So I'm just saying, I can't think of one thing that he's done that actually benefited the United States and their global interests. I can't think of anything that he's done. And if you can think of something, let the listening audience know, you know.
Well, I'm having a problem thinking of something outside of the fact that he has talked loudly,
a couple of years, you'll come up with something.
I have been wondering what is he planning to do that will get him reelected, and giving reparations to the ex-slaves and their descendants might be one thing that would put him in good stead with them.
He would lose his base. If he did that, the Klan was back from them. He'd lose his base.
That may be true, but you got to consider. I'm considering that Trump is following. Well, let's say he's following a path that is least traveled. He's making a new path that no one has tread before, and it might be, if he continues that, it just might be that he will do something as rash as taking the economic chains off of the ex-slaves and their descendants, and putting himself in good stead with them, in spite of all the other things that he has done in the way of trying to neutralize the things that President Obama has done.
It's not like Huckabee. 200 years of slavery, 200 years of them ripping us apart through the deals and the moves that they're making. There's no step that he has taken that hasn't been taken before during these last 250 years. He's a racist, and all the steps he's taken is based on racism, not helping the black community. You know, with the immigrants and DACA and all those things that he's going up against are the same moves that was made during the Reconstruction. So he ain't doing nothing new. He ain't making no new steps whatsoever. He's going over the old territory that we had been fighting against as a black community for the last 250 years. It's nothing new that this man did. When you said he made some new steps, name me a new step that he took then. Since you can't name what he did good for America, name me a new step that he took that we haven't been through and fought against all these years. Name one new step that you're talking about that he did.
Well, he has proposed putting up a wall that would keep our brown brothers and sisters from coming over here to align themselves with us.
But they've been putting up the fences all along. He just wants the concrete because, you know, the mob handles the concrete, right? And if he can get that concrete going, his mob boys would be really, really, really happy.
Right,
they go and kiss his little ring like they did in The Godfather. Oh, Don, mwah, thank you. You know what I mean? But it's not about the wall. It's about the fence and technology. That's what they need on the border. Not a doggone wall.
Right,
the wall ain't
But you are alluding to the astuteness, the business astuteness of this man, and what an astute and clever move it would be if he went and proposed and saw through the reparations for 50 million ex-slaves, and he set them free with 1.5 million each.
If he gave reparations to these niggas, he wouldn't be able to run for dog catcher.
Well, thank you.
He got a lot of black people that's against reparations.
I've been racking my brain to try to figure out what can he do to top what he's already done, and that would be it.
Well, right now he's registered as the worst president in the history of the country. We did have a worst president, but he done beat him out. So the only thing that I think that good is coming out when you're looking for something good over Boris Trump, it's like, what can I find good about the KKK? The only thing that I can find good about Trump is that overtly, right, a lot of the things that the regular KKK was doing, covertly, he's bringing to the surface. He's so dumb about the way he's handling this stuff. He's exposing all the stuff that they've been doing underneath all of their time. And like if Mike Pence was in there, a lot of the stuff that'd be going on, we wouldn't even know about, you know? Just like we don't know. I'm talking to the brother about the thing that the Jews, he had to sign a loyalty oath in 27 different states to work in some of these schools and all that kind of stuff. You can't say anything against Israel. You can't boycott their products, all that, and you have to sign it.
Right.
One girl says, I'm Palestinian. I am not signing that. That's a constitutional violation. It's her civil rights. Everything is violated by that. But in 27
right.
different states, see what I'm saying? They have that rule in there. You know what I mean? Now, he did prison reform. So maybe you know a little bit about this prison reform he signed. Maybe he got something good going on in that. Do you know what he's doing for the prisoners or in that bill he just signed?
Well, I don't know any of the details, but my understanding is that he is going to undo undo the three strikes, and you're in forever law. He's going to undo that, and he's going to decriminalize. What was classified as drugs
now,
that used to be
minute,
the number
wait
one.
Wait a minute, Mac. Now we're talking about Donald Trump. I'm not talking about what he said is in the bill.
I don't know
what's in the bill because he can't listen to what this man says. You know what I mean? He can't listen to what he did. That's what they did a couple of days ago. He agreed with the deal that they came up with, and he. Under the table, he was telling them, "Oh yeah, I signed it." Then when he got ready for the bill to be signed, he changed his mind. So now they saying, if the next deal that they make, he has to come out live on television and say that he can't do it under the table no more. He's got to come out and say it live on television that he's going to sign this thing. So they said, "No, they ain't getting us like that again, little lion." So. He changed his mind because his base, right? His base didn't agree with what was getting ready to go down, so he changed his mind. That's what I'm saying. He's not going to do anything to lose his base, or he won't have a chance to get reelected. Well, not everybody, but the people that are not for him and the people that really understand what the man is doing, they're hoping that he get impeached. That didn't get him out of here, you know, because he has destabilized this country in a way that it hasn't been since before the Roosevelt thing came in, you know.
I think the talk of impeachment is merely a distraction, because if we understand impeachment, it only means putting them on trial. And even if he were impeached, that's a far cry from being convicted of anything unlawful. So, President Clinton was impeached, but he was not convicted. So the talk of impeachment, in my opinion, is merely a distraction to keep us thinking that the fear of impeachment might keep him from continuing on the path that he has mapped out for himself. And I think most of us don't really know what it is. Maybe he doesn't know what it is. But I have to applaud the business acumen of this man. Everything that he's doing is profitable for him and his people.
Actually, it's not. When you talk about who his people is, it's not profitable for the people that voted for him and put him in office. You know, it's unbelievable, but we are out of time. I got about 5 seconds here.
Oh my!
The way time goes fast when you're having fun. So we're actually off the air now. I want to thank you again for calling in. Sorry I missed the show yesterday. I fell asleep again. hopefully I'll be there next Saturday. You know how they say you be planning and God be up there laughing at you.
How about that? Yes, sir.
Like you
yes,
really
sir.
Know what you're going to be.
Well, we missed you. We missed you yesterday, and you missed a good show. But as every loser says, we'll get them next time.
Well, they have to have hope. They have to have hope.
That's what I be talking about. Yes, sir. Oh, by the way, I think that I should state out loud, I am not a Trump supporter. However,
if you quack like a duck, you're a duck. You quack like a duck, you're talking about your chicken.
No. If I look at the ocean, and I say, you know what, I see a lot of water. You know, it doesn't mean that I'm necessarily an advocate for the ocean, but I'm illustrating what I see. or what I think I see.
I see a lot of water, and that water is drinkable. You're advocating that water. If you say, I see a lot of water, and there's good in that water, you're advocating that water. You see what I'm saying? Now, you didn't just say, I see Trump. You said a lot more than, I see Trump.
Okay.
So we're going to let you keep cracking and walking and telling us that you're a chicken, and we'll get more into it next week. Right now, I want to say I love you, brother. Thank you very much for coming on the air with me. I appreciate it. And we'll see you next week, okay?
All right, Billy. Thank you for being there with us, and for raising these unanswerable questions. All right, then go in peace and be well.
Yes, sir. Much love.